I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin.
The least you can do is fill my bubbles with cheese.
Katie.
I am trying to save penises.
Rain.
But listen, I deleted all of my dating apps, and now I'm solely relying on intern Kevin to be my wingman.
The Wake Up Call.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389 if you want to chime in. The average amount that people spend on Black Friday this year will be over $500.
Oh, my God.
What is the most you've ever spent on Black Friday? 766-1065. And it's gone up every year. Most people will spend 53% of people will spend the money on clothes, 47% a laptop or computer, 37% a TV were the most popular items that people spend. And 33% of Americans say they'll only be shopping for others when it comes to Black Friday, will not be shopping for themselves.
I can tell you exactly how much money I've spent on Black Friday.
Okay.
Zero.
I had a feeling he was going to say that.
I hate Black Friday. I hate everything that Black Friday stands for. And I don't like the people who go shopping on Black Friday.
Do you do it like that weekend? You know how they do like local shopping, like local business
like
Saturday?
Local?
I don't. At that point, it's too crazy. But I've had too many relatives have to leave Thanksgiving dinner early because their stupid store wanted them there at 10 p.m. for their 11:59 opening Black Friday promotion.
It does seem like Black Friday starts earlier and earlier every year. I've never gone Black Friday shopping either, but that's mostly because I believe it is a scam.
How is it a scam?
I don't think that the prices are like as good as they say. Mm-hmm. And I think that they only carry like if there's a TV that's crazy and expensive, they only have like four of them.
You're totally
so
right.
So then you're out and you're like, oh, well, I'm here and it's only $75 more than the really good deal. So I guess I'll get that. Scam. I'm on to you, Black
Friday. Talk to any retail worker and they'll tell you like, oh, the big TV that they advertise, we only get two of them.
I lived in Detroit, and because I had to decide if I was going to come home for either Christmas or Thanksgiving, I was like, I'll just come home for Christmas every year. So you usually would have Thanksgiving with friends. Well, one year, they decided that we were going to have Thanksgiving in Flint, Michigan,
okay,
which you know the stories. The water is terrible
yes
there and the whole thing. So we decided to have Thanksgiving in Flint, and then my friend's family who I was with, exactly what you said. They wanted to go early, so we had Thanksgiving dinner, and then we went out after Thanksgiving dinner to the only Walmart in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
I mean, people were falling over each other.
Really?
They were pushing people aside. The cops were there, had to break up fights. Ugh. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't really need to buy anything. So I ended up like going over to the DVD bin and buying a couple of cheap DVDs. But I was like, I should not be here.
Why
this
did
is
you
terrible
even go in the first place? Well, you don't strike me as somebody that would even enjoy that.
He was trapped.
I was trapped. I was with some friends. It was their Thanksgiving. And I didn't want to be like, nah, sorry, guys. I don't want to go to Walmart and Flint
you
to go Black Friday.
You just wanted to be part of the group.
Producer Gabe, do you have a Black Friday story?
Yes, I went Black Friday shopping for the first time in 2014, and it's probably one of my fondest memories.
Why?
Oh my God, it was so special. I did it the right way.
Okay.
I was cash.
Okay.
You know, I rolled up to the mall, get this,
what? At
12:30.
Okay.
The mall. You're shopping at the mall. There's people there, but it's nighttime. It was trippy. I was having the time of my life. I met my friend there, and we went through every single store in the mall. And I bought something at every single place. I'd gotten a new job like 2 months before that, so I was rolling in extra money.
Daddy's got all kind of, okay.
Cool. And to this day, 50% of my wardrobe is from Black Friday 2014.
Oh my God, Gabe, you are... Although, can I tell you something? I think that you could have a lovely time doing anything.
That's true.
So even under the worst circumstances, I feel like you could be like... Yes, there was a brawl. There was a brawl between two babies. And it was one of the worst things I've ever seen. But in a lot of ways, they were only guilty of having too much passion.
Well, you have to admit, shopping at nighttime.
What is okay? Okay.
So you're out.
Right?
You're shopping at a time when normally everything is closed.
Can I ask you a serious question?
That's what it is.
Serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Amish?
I bet I know it would like jack this up even more if it was the middle of the night.
Oh.
It was, you're at the mall,
mm-hmm.
but you're the only one there.
But everything's open?
Yeah.
That's like a dream.
That's too many things that never happen at once.
Like night at the museum.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, sign me up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.